apparently, if you live in a rural area of Northern Ireland,
yes.
Here's one of these surveys where you kind of think. If you live in a rural area, well, it's a proper survey published by the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs.
He's read this link and he's well briefed across the story.
I was in here from 6 o'clock this morning preparing. If you live in a rural area of Northern Ireland, you're happier, earn more and will live longer on average than those in towns and cities.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new government. Excuse me, I shouldn't burp through this. According to new government statistics published by the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs. The Belfast man and journalist Jim McDowell is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Mr. McDowell.
How are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm doing all right, thank you. And the country gent and former MLA, John McAllister. Good morning to you, Mr. McAllister.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Can you believe this, Jim? Happier if you live in a rural area.
I can't believe it. I'm an old city man, as you know, Stephen, born, bred, buttered and battered in old Belfast. And I don't understand it. But listen, you said it was the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs who came out with a survey saying that, you know, 63% of the population live out in the country, they're happier and they live longer. Well, they would say that, would they anyway? But as for myself, Stephen, I prefer crowded city pavements, the empty acres of ploughed fields. I prefer the red brickwork, like the beautiful old Belfast gasworks, to the mountains of Mourne, the mossy bogs, and I prefer even the scent of the exhaust of a double-decker city bus to the scent of freshly spread slurry. You know what I mean? I mean, there's no contrast. It's
John?
Absolutely no contrast.
Much and all, as I like Jim's journalism and enjoyed his interview last week with you, Stephen, I completely disagree with him. I'd much prefer the scent of slurry to a smoky old bus and the sight of the mountains of Mourne. Just because Jim probably gets a nosebleed when he hits Lisburn.
Finicky, not even Lisburn, not as far as Lisburn.
Somewhere coming down the M1, Jim clearly gets a nosebleed by the time he gets near a filling station. Thinks he's too far gone. I mean, I'm born and reared in the countryside, farmed, love living in the countryside, love country life. I think probably because it's people are getting more fresh air, great way of getting some exercise, walking, just enjoying and reducing stress levels. I'm surprised that Jim wouldn't believe a Department of Agriculture survey.
Oh, no, come on. Anything that comes out of Stormont, which has got statistics written on over it, what did Winston Churchill say about them, John? But anyway, I mean, John, you know, the country in the city, I mean, I admire farmers. It's dirty and at times dangerous work. And
you're a farmer, Vinny, aren't you? You live on a farm now, don't you?
No.
Pigs and chickens.
No, I don't live on a farm. What makes you
think
that?
Do you live on a farm?
How do I live on a farm?
Because I've seen that kind of, what do you call it? Old tin baths lying in your garden, and
that's called
work every morning doing his water, Stephen. That's why he comes from the country.
He's getting confused, Jim, because I work with an animal, so he thinks that means I am therefore a farmer. I have herded a few pigs and cattle in my day, but
have you?
I get well paid for it now.
The average. You were away picking up peacocks last weekend. The less said about that, the better. The average house price in rural areas more than an hour from Belfast is just over 145,000. In big urban centres, the average price is about 119,500. On average, both men and women living in rural Northern Ireland live 2 years longer than their urban counterparts, Jim. So if you want to live longer, Jim, get out into the country.
No, but I don't understand that, Stephen. I couldn't live without people, you know, the hustle and bustle of people. But the other thing is that survey also says that someone who lives in a rural area commutes 1,400 miles, 1,400 miles a year. That would kill me. See, sitting in a car for 1,400 miles a year to get them a work or go to see somebody or whatever. I mean, that would take 2 years off my life, never mind putting 2 years on it.
You're a countryman, Stephen. You've moved now out to the sticks. Do you think it's made you feel happier?
I've moved out to Strangford Lock. I love it.
Fantasy Island.
I love it. I love getting out of the city. I love getting out of all the bedlam that is associated with it, all the busyness. And I love my own space. Yeah.
But you have probably several homes, Stephen. I assume you can have a large, steady pad.
No, I do not, McAllister. Don't start that nonsense.
Okay. He probably does.
I do not.
His main residence, John, has a helipad. So it does not.
I would assume that the rise in incomes in rural areas is entirely due to Stephen moving into the countryside. That has skewed the average.
Sorry, can I just one second? John and Jim, it's important at this point that we do once again highlight that Stephen announced the other day he has electric curtains. And I think, to be fair, that sums up this man in one sentence.
Electric curtains, as in they're shocking purple.
No, as in you press a wee button, you have a remote control curtains, so you can't get off your backside.
Well, they didn't open the other day when NIE cut the power off, did they?
And then your electric gates. It's an awful tough life you live.
Well, it is strange having electric curtains and then having to put 50p in the meter.
Stephen, you can't tell me, living in the country with your dietary requirements, which are well known, that you would prefer horse manure to a horse doover, would you?
Funny you talk about diets, because apparently Christine thinks that you're a little bit fatter than you once were, Vinny. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Steve.
You've noticed Vinny's weight, have you? He's put on about two stone.
Nothing to do
He's ballooned.
Vinny. No, nothing to do with Vinny. You listen to me. You promised us that you were going to come on every Monday and give us what weight you'd lost that week.
I did.
Christine, are you surprised, though, that he hasn't?
No, I am not. Not a bit surprised.
How did you remember these things?
Oh, you see, I remember.
I have had a technical fault with my diet.
A sure war cry all the time.
I have been out cycling, to be fair, right?
What, once?
No, I went out three times and I've actually run out of Vaseline. Because you have to. I have. Have you any idea, John McAllister? You would identify with this.
Yes, I go cycling.
Have you any idea what the chaffing is like with fat thighs? And you've got fat thighs yourself, John. And if you don't have if you don't have a big kind of tube of Vaseline, I know you do, Vinny. But if you don't have it, then you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
And are you afraid of depleting the entire North Sea oil reserve?
It's a real problem when you take up cycling.
Look, enough nonsense. You've cycled once. You walked up the moors and that nearly killed
That's
you.
Correct.
Yes, he's just a bluffer, Christine.
Exactly,
and he'll dine out on that for a lifetime.
You don't understand, do you?
You went for a walk and had to call the police.
You don't understand.
You went for a walk and had to call the police. You call me fat all the time.
Yes, because you've put on a little bit of, well, quite a lot of weight. People are noticing.
Stephen, there's one thing that astounds me, that there's enough welders left in the shipyard to build you a bike to carry you.
Yeah.
That's mean.
That is very mean for McDowell, isn't he? He can stuff his book up as...
He has a very... Jimmy has a very fetching tricycle now that he goes out for a ride in.
Oh, is that right?
He doesn't need stabilisers, you see, because it already has three wheels.
Yeah, three-wheel tricycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad they've no penny farthings anymore, because he's so tight he wouldn't have bought one for a penny farthing. That's another matter.
Kristen, I could, of course, now that it's... Is it about 13, 14 weeks to Christmas?
You're not going to start again, are you?
Yes! I could I could try to be slightly skinnier by Christmas.
It's like
right,
this is scripted.
I'm going to mark my calendar from today to Christmas.
Nolan Live actually starts...
What is that?
It's one of the biggest TV shows in the country. Nolan Live actually starts, I think, in a couple of weeks' time. I don't know, but
I'm
pretty sure.
Wednesday week.
Does it?
So it's 2 weeks from yesterday, I think.
What would you do without Finley?
You see, Christine... I could start the diet on Nolan Live and then people could follow my progress every week.
Mm-hmm. See, that's giving you another couple of weeks not to do it.
We've been following your progress for 10 or 12 years.
I know.
Correct.
On this diet.
It's like the spaghetti junction.
I would have to say a man that can't even pull his own curtains needs electric curtains, is probably not likely to go cycling.
It's not.
You did go cycling once, to be fair. What's your target then?
I went cycling 4 times.
No, you didn't. If you are going to try and lose weight for Christmas for the TV show,
your target? I will show you the inside of my thighs. Now they're red.
No, I do not want to see them. I know, Christine. You know what? And I went to uni and all to work on this programme and talk about your...
You got a degree, didn't you?
I got a degree and ended up here with you.
And he ended up there with him.
Do you know what? Speaking of which, Gareth, next week, it'll be his 9-year anniversary working with you. So what do you get? That's like dog years. So you multiply that by, is it 7?
You get a gold watch on the 10th year.
63.
Jim, do you cycle?
No, Stephen. No. I don't think I would look anything like you in Lurex, you know. I think you would suit Lurex. I'd love a picture of you out in your Lurex gear, your bright pink shirt and your yellow tights and your recycling shoes with the studs on them and all that. I think that'll be absolutely marvellous.
That's like your weekend outfit.
And
a wee
helmet.
What?
Cycling
and
helmet.
My wee helmet. Christine, thank you. John and Jim, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Quality conversation from the BBC. That's what you get. We'll see you tomorrow. I don't think I'm here tomorrow, am I?
No, you're not.
What day is this?
Tomorrow is
what day is this?
Today's Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. Yeah. Are you taking tomorrow off?
There is no point tuning into Radio Wall Street at 9 in
the
morning.
Don't tell people that in case they do.
Finney's on. There's no point.
I'll see you tomorrow morning at 9.
Total kick and dribble.
It's going to be good tomorrow.
Until I return.